Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, this is Sammy Clark.
And this is Sammy Spalter. We are best friends, co-founders of our wellness platform, Form, and now hopefully your new favorite podcast host with our new podcast, Transform.
We started Transform because we are constantly having all of these big life chats, so we thought it was time to bring the conversations to the mic for you to join in, knowing we can all relate to the forming the best version of ourselves.
We will be chatting it up from everything from self-love, health and wellness, relationships, owning a business, and all of the other hills and valleys that is this big, beautiful life.
Tune in every week wherever you listen to your podcasts.
See you soon.
Girl, hey, welcome back to my weekly podcast, Taste of Taylor. I'm Taylor, and joining me, I'm so happy. It's been too long.
I know, and I feel so cracky right now.
Oh, I like you cracky. That's my favorite version of you.
I feel so cracky. You know, I had lots of martinis last night. Like, I don't feel hungover as in, like, I'm going to vomit or, like, I don't have a headache.
Yeah.
It's just that, like, cracky feeling.
In case you don't know who's here, it's my bestie, Stassi Schroeder.
Hi.
Hey, girl, hey.
Hi.
Oh, my. Say hey, girl, hey back to me.
Hey, girl, hey.
Thank you. I'm wearing glasses because I have a sty in my eye.
That is the worst pain in the world, and I'm so sorry.
It's horrible.
I know.
It was brewing yesterday on the way to Polo Lounge. I could feel the fucker coming, but I've never had a sty. I popped my sty cherry.
Are you serious?
Swear to God.
How'd you know that that's what it was going to be then?
Not to brag, but my dad's an ophthalmologist, so no. I'm like a doctor.
So you knew the pain that you were feeling yesterday, you knew it was going to turn into a sty, even though you have never felt that pain before.
I just, you know, I worked summers at my dad's office. I saw lots of styes come and go.
Wait.
One time I saw somebody come in with herpes in their eyes.
Wait,
that was scary. I literally Clorox bleached wiped everything in the vicinity of the patient. That's not a HIPAA violation. I didn't say their name.
Can we talk about how elite you are as a human being?
Yes.
This is your first sty?
Do you think it's because of my, like, I have good eye hygiene because of my dad?
Is there such a thing as good eye hygiene?
I just made it up. Like, I don't know.
The way I get a sty, like, at least 3 times a year.
But, like, am I sty girl now? Like,
is it one of those things that, like, when you get it, now you're going to start getting it?
I was doing a little research this morning, and yes, once you open the sty floodgates, you're just going to be stying all over the place.
God, I'm so sorry.
I know.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I'm gross like the rest of you now.
Mm-hmm.
I was so much better then.
You were elite.
Do people think styes are contagious? Like, are you all, like, grossed out by my sty?
I have never felt that way before.
Oh, amazing.
But should I?
I don't know. I don't think they're contagious. Like, pink
are we
eye
sure
is contagious as fuck.
I remember Bo got pink eye because
how?
Hartford's poo.
There you go. That'll do it. I remember, like, in college, one of my roommates got it because her twin brother came to visit and he farted on the pillow.
That, I don't like this conversation.
Horrible.
Like,
horrible.
Enough. Like, let's.
Yeah, pink eye is disgusting.
Can we move along?
Okay, fine. I don't want to talk about my sty anymore either. Okay, anyway, what I want to talk about, there's so much I want to talk about. Let's start it off with, I want to talk about meeting my godson.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, that was a mosh.
Oh my God. I was really like, I was moved.
But how cute is my son?
He is so delicious. You mean my son?
my godson.
Like, he's never had an awkward phase, which means he's going to have one in teenage years, but which means it will build character, make him a nice, decent person.
Yes.
Everyone needs to be knocked down during their teenage years.
Pretty privileged, really. We've discussed this before, I think, on Straight Up with Stassi. Like, I mean, you get no personality. So
correct.
We want personality.
Yeah, so we're going to need Messer to get a little fugly at some point.
I'm going to guess around the age of, like, boys usually turn into little weird gremlins around, like, 11 or 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's manifest
when
that
their
for
voices
him.
Start to drop.
Oh, my God. That's so weird that I'm going to have, like, a teenage boy.
Right?
Wow.
I know. That's going to be hard. Teenage boys is going to, because Tay and I are still trying to go back and forth between, like, girl or boy, because we get to pick.
Yeah.
And, did I just give that secret away? That's a secret? Whatever. Fuck it.
Is that a secret?
First.
Is that a
exclusive.
Secret?
Well, we haven't really confirmed that we have a boy and a girl.
I just feel like either way will be amazing, but you will be less jealous if you guys have a boy.
We will be less jealous.
You will be less, you will be less jealous of the kid.
Oh, yeah, you know how crazy I am.
Yeah, like, I'm worried about you being jealous of the kid.
Right.
Getting all of Teddy's attention.
You're right, and I will be less jealous of a boy.
I think you'll be less jealous of a boy.
Because I'll think that the girl's going to run away with my lesbian wife. Like,
but
I confessed to you last night at dinner. Remember, we were talking just about how much we love each other.
Yes.
And then how do we get into it? You were like, if I ever found out that you were like, oh, I was just saying how I feel so awkward around people. And like, I get so like, I get so much anxiety, social anxiety because of me.
Yeah.
And then you were like, if I ever found out that you felt awkward around me, I would be so insulted. And I said, well, first of all,
no, it would break my heart. I wouldn't be insulted.
But it wouldn't.
It would break my heart.
Well, is your heart broken? Because I literally confessed to you that I had like a mentee bee after you left when I first started dating Tay because I was scared that she would fall in love with you.
No. Okay. So that didn't break my heart because that was like 9 years ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Like we were good friends, but not the way that we are now.
Oh, I see. So like it would break your heart if you found out I was anxious around you in like the last 5 years.
Yes.
Got you.
Correct.
Oh, I'm not anxious around your ass.
I know. I feel that 100%.
I am.
But like,
anxious,
can
though.
We talk about though that you thought I was going to steal? I am the straightest fucking girl alive, and you thought I was going to steal your girlfriend.
Yeah, but you were insulted when I didn't have a crush on you when I came out to you that I was gay. So I thought maybe
it wasn't
you
true
would just
insulted.
Like the attention or something.
It wasn't. I wasn't truly insulted. It was just I was curious as to why I wasn't your type.
Insulted.
I want to be everyone's type.
I know you do. That, hence the fear of you just not being able to, like, you being just like flirty with Tay just because you
but
want her
I'm,
to like
no,
like you
but
and
I'm
her
not
falling a, for your straight ass. Straight is her type, bitch.
I'm not a flirty person. Have you ever seen me flirt?
I've actually never seen you flirt.
I'm not a flirty person at all.
So what do you do when you're like dating men? And like, how did you get Bo?
I genuinely don't know. Like, I don't know.
Wild.
Like, you never, like, I am the one person that you don't have to worry about around your man or girlfriend or whatever. Like, I will never be flirty. I'm not even flirty in my relationships.
It's giving asexual, and I'm here for it. As an asexual myself. Yes, I really like that. Okay, so let's go back to your adorable son, my adorable godchild. I have to say, so Tay and I, we are the guardians of our Ashley and Ben's kids. They're like, if anything happens, God forbid, that's major.
Yes.
But I don't even like talking about it. Toy.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever been a godparent. I was my brother's godparent, but that like didn't count. I was like 12, like whatever.
Right.
So I just, it feels different.
Yeah.
It does.
You need to just guide him, show him love, wisdom, attention, all of the things.
You picked the wrong pony, my friend. But luckily Taylor Donahue is also involved in the mix. So he'll be fine with that. Oh my God. I can't believe it took us 3 months to get out here. I'm also like spiraling about that.
4 months.
Okay, no one's counting.
But no, I told you guys. I said, I don't want you guys to come when he's a newborn anyway. It's like the older he gets, the more fun it is.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah, him and I were having a kiki upstairs. We were talking shit together.
Yeah, you know? Like back then, like a month ago, 2 months ago, he was just a blob. A
total blob.
Now he has more of a personality.
I know, but I feel like, I felt like this instant sadness that like I had missed a part of his life. That's how it felt. And I can't believe it because I am so selfish and I never think about babies like this.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Thank you.
But like,
don't feel
that way.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah. Oh, I just got a wave of nausea.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about why we're so hungover. So, first of all, the way I have missed drunk Stassi, It feels like you have been fucking pregnant for our entire friendship. I literally, it was a thing of the past. Drunk Stassi was a thing of the past in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last night she came out in full fucking force.
Yeah.
Five martinis, bitch.
Five.
That's no joke.
How am I alive?
Also,
who am I? Who do I think I am?
Also, the dark passenger tends to be linked to martinis for me as well. I'm passing no judgment. So I got a little bit like, ooh, are we gonna see like a kata?
The dark she passenger. Didn't come out. The dark passenger, I would say, is more linked with wine.
Oh, wild.
I think so.
Really?
Maybe I'm wrong. Now I'm thinking back on every birthday and there's no way I drink wine at all those parties.
Tequila and vodka are kryptonite for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were worried.
I thought maybe we would see like a little bit of like, you know, I was also worried because the last time I had hard alcohol, I acted like a monster. So I am no longer allowed to drink more than one martini.
Okay.
Because it makes me go super cray cray. So I'm like sticking to wine, basically.
Oh.
Yeah. This is a new development.
See, I actually feel like I'm in a better mood.
That's so crazy.
With liquor than like, because wine, I just like get like tired and down.
And sassy.
And not just like, just angsty.
You were fun when we drank that bubbly red the other night.
That's true.
You and your purple teeth were having the time of your life.
Maybe I just am fun.
You're fun when you drink.
Thank you.
I really missed it. This is horrible. but I really did. Because think about Tor.
Yeah.
Sober Sally over here. I mean, you had to be. You're pregnant.
100%. 100%.
So, it was a vibe. It really was a vibe.
And the last time when I visited you guys in New York, I was pregnant, so I couldn't have any fun.
Yeah, my fucking birthday. How dare you?
I know.
Make my birthday about your pregnancy. But it was really fun. I truly had the time of my life.
Yeah, Polo Lounge is just, it's it.
So Tay and I went Friday. So we went actually like, we went twice this trip.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're addicted to overpriced salads.
Yeah, 100%.
And also, just like
$45 like, crab cakes.
Ridiculous.
One crab cake.
Their sole, the Dover sole though, is next. It's fucking Parisian level, okay? Highly recommend. Worth every penny of that $100. It really is crazy.
I mean, Dover sole is expensive everywhere.
It really is. So I actually feel...
So like that, if you're going to...
It's the only fairly priced thing on the menu at the Polo Lounge.
Technically, you're that is correct.
It yes. really is. And Tay and I split it. So honestly, we had the cheapest meals at the table.
Yeah.
We also ordered a table fried chicken. We ordered a plate of fried chicken for all of us to eat.
Well, I mean... The Polo Lounge normally doesn't have fried chicken. So like, I had to try.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was. It was great. You know what I liked? The slaw.
The slaw?
The slaw that it came with.
How much was that table chicken we got?
I don't know, but there was a kale slaw that was creamy as fuck. You know that shit was drenched in mayonnaise or whatever the fuck it was.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I really, the slaw is where it was at.
We feasted.
Yeah.
We really literally were on one last night.
Thinking about the fact that I had that many martinis is like making the vomit come up in my mouth. Like I'm feeling it coursing through my stomach. It's like trying to decide what to do.
So it was the three of us, me, you, Tay, and then Aaron and Jenna, friends of yours. But honestly, at this point, I've known them so long.
Yeah.
I mean, what a crew we had.
What a fucking crew.
We were really naughty. Like, we very much misbehaved at the Polo Lounge.
No, y'all did.
Oh, right.
Like, why was everyone looking at penis photos the whole night?
Jenna started it with the dick pic. It was what was it? She was at a child's birthday party. And there was Superman.
There was a Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And you could see literally the outline of his penis and balls the whole entire party. And so she just kept putting this up on her phone.
She kept recording it because she was horrified.
Yeah.
And so she just kept replaying the video to us. And every time she went to show us the video, the waiter came over.
Yes.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. now available on digital. Crow portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Close your eyes. Okay, go on a journey with me. Now imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine getting them even softer with every single wash. Enter Boll & Branch. With Boll & Branch sheets, you're going to discover a new level of softness. Softness of the heavens. Softness of the gods. Literally, it's like sleeping in a freaking cloud. They have upped my sleeping game. It's so luxurious. I feel like a queen. The softness, I don't even know how to explain it to you. You know, like babies, baby skin? Times 10. That's Boll & Branch sheets. Okay. And I really noticed how amazing my Boll & Branch, you know, like when you have something all the time, you can kind of take it for granted. But over like the last month or so, Tay and I have been traveling a lot. Thanksgiving, staying at my parents, Christmas, staying with my sister-in-law. Now we're out in LA and we were at a hotel and now we're at an Airbnb and they don't have Boll & Branch sheets. And I am not well. I am an unwell girl and I need to get home to my bed so I can have a good night's sleep. Oh my God, they make such a difference. I'm sorry I took you for granted, Boll & Branch sheets. I miss them so much. I cannot wait to get home to them. And it's not just me, FYI. In a recent customer survey, 96% of people said that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. They really do. And like when you first get them, you're like, these are buttery and soft and delicious. And then it's kind of scary when you wash something. You're like, is it going to get pilly? Is it going to get ruined? No, Boll & Branch gets even better. And that's because these sheets are made from the rarest 100% organic cotton. And they're this buttery and breathable weave that gets softer and softer over time. And I love the breathability too, because like, I have hot leg syndrome at night. Ooh, the legs get so hot. And with Boll & Branch, I am good to go. And I love this. They're made without toxins. So they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that sometimes are in sheets. Isn't that crazy? Not Boll & Branch. Oh, and Boll & Branch sheets fit the deepest of mattresses, which is important because my wife now has like this sleeping pad on her side of the bed. I know, way romantic, right? But we were having a hard time finding a fitted sheet that would like fit over it because now it's like a king size mattress, but like double on one side, if that makes sense. Anyway, it fits, Boll & Branch fits, and they're labeled with top and bottom tags. Oh, thank you. So it makes making the bed much easier. And I make my bed, yeah, I am a down-to-earth girly. And also, they look gorgina. We have them in white because we're basic. I just love a crisp white sheet, but they have a ton of different colors to choose from. And it's not just me. Over 11,000 reviews from millions of sleepers who love Boll & Branch just as much as me. And I love this, a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them right back. That's when you know it's the good, because they're like, our product is amazing, so we're gonna, you know what, take your time. Sleep better at night with the softest sheets from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first order when you use promo code Taylor at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com, promo code Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R. That's bollandbranch.com and use that promo code Taylor. Exclusions apply. See site for details. And now back to the podcast. But also, so Tay and I were there Friday, and I'm not going to ever say who. You know who. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to ever say who because I just feel... Help me explain this. So Tay and I were at the Polo Lounge on Friday night. It was fucking empty, probably because of the awards shows and stuff around town.
Right.
People must have been like, what, getting ready? I don't fucking know. It was bizarre. But it was empty, empty, empty. Like, so empty that I felt bad sitting outside.
Was it empty inside?
No, it was not.
Okay, maybe it was just cold.
Oh, I forgot about that. We're New Yorkers. So I was like, is it okay if we sit up there? And they were like, yeah, there's one other table, but just you guys. But it's fine. Like, please, bless and believe. And then as we were sitting there, a famous person walked in. Mm-hmm. I did not notice. Tate noticed immediately. This person is very much in the news.
Yeah.
And was talking very loudly and was a very interesting conversation. And we heard every single thing this person talked about. But I have said, Tay and I discussed, and we told you because we had to.
Yeah.
But we all agreed collectively that sharing the information would have been like, it would be gross.
I think it, yes. And your listeners are going to be so mad at me. But
I know.
I'm sorry. I vote no. It's an invasion of this person's privacy.
And we feel this person, given the circumstance of their life, deserve privacy right now.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just think it wouldn't be right. And literally all your listeners right now are like, fuck you, Stassi. Just fucking let her say it.
I'm
like, no, I won't. I will not be a part of it. If you decide to go rogue one day, I won't be on that episode.
I will say though, like,
just like, what if someone did that to me?
That's why I'm not going to do it. Because if the roles were reversed, like, I mean, God, I remember, oh my God. And not that I almost said the person's name. I almost said, not that I'm so-and-so, but like, I remember there was one time right when I was like going to get a divorce from a husband or like in like the husband days. And I was at Italy. Did I ever take you to Italy in New York?
I've been there. I don't think I've gone with you though.
Oh my God, we have to go. And so I was sitting there with my friend Lizzie, who's a therapist. And I was telling her just like word vomiting about like husband and the fighting and like all the bullshit going on. And there was somebody sitting next to me, like a few like seats down. And I just got this feeling that she was a listener, but I was like, you're crazy. Like, who do you think you are? Like, you're not going to just meet a listener. And I ignored my instinct. And then like a half an hour after talking to Lizzie, I mean, word vomiting, this girl got her check, got up to go. And she was like, by the way, big fan. And I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
Cause it wasn't her fault. It's my fault. But
yeah.
I was just like, it's like, if somehow there was like some Reddit forum that then like was recanting every single thing I said, it would feel like a violation.
Correct.
Right. Kind of like similarly. And I know you don't watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
No, but I'm fascinated by this finale.
What would you do? Yeah, so basically, in case people don't know, so Salt Lake City, they basically found out that a girl who was a brand new cast member, who was like a full cast member, not friend of, full fucking cast member,
yeah,
that they found out at the end of the season in the finale, spoiler alert, that she was the woman behind this account called Reality Von Tees. Apparently Dita Von Tees is pissed and she's like taking action against the name, whatever.
Oh my gosh.
But it was basically a troll account dedicated to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, like all of the castmates. It was intended to take down Jen Shaw, who's a legitimate criminal and she's in jail now.
Yeah.
But like also the other women got like dragged too. And so like, what would you do if you guys were like, I'm trying to think like who, if you found out that James Kennedy, when he came on, like at the end of the season, was like the head of like a Reddit forum.
Oh my God.
For Vanderpump
Rules.
No,
like the way that this finale, I don't watch Salt Lake City. I don't watch Housewives, but I am fully paying attention and reading all the things about this finale.
Yes.
I am so shook. I am so, like, how did Bravo not?
This is the real question.
Like,
now.
Did Bravo know? Was that the point? Is that why she was brought on?
So people, of course, like the trolls be trolling now another troll. You know what I mean? It's like so wild. Trolls cannibalize each other. I fucking love it. But basically now people are like, well, there's no way that Bravo didn't know. So follow this line of thinking. So Heather Gay's the one that found out. Okay. She's the one that delivered it at the end of the season. Heather, by the way, you had a great season. And I fucking like, I was kind of, Heather really started to piss me off a couple seasons ago, but man, her redemption tour was this season. Heather, you are fucking fire. So anyway, she's the one that brought the information to the table. She's the one that found out. But it took all season long. Anyway, so people are saying that Jen Shaw, there's like actual documentation of Jen Shaw, like, I don't know, suing this troll account and uncovering that it was in fact Monica who also worked for Jen Shaw. So like obviously that ended their relationship, but Heather and Jen were besties. So like people are saying, how in the world would Heather not know it was Monica? But then again, maybe she just didn't put two and two together and realize it was that Monica. I don't know.
That just got way complicated.
But then that's when people were like, okay, so they did know. And this was like storyline that like Heather and the producer must have worked on. But
or they had to find a way to prove it. So it wasn't just like, you're this person.
Speculative.
Yeah.
you know?
But, like, do you think that Bravo would cast a troll knowingly?
I mean, maybe, because it's kind of genius.
It is kind of genius.
Like, it's ridiculously genius.
I honestly don't even care if they did, because I appreciated the season so much.
Like,
give them all the awards for award season. All the Emmys, all the Golden Globes, all the Oscars, Grammys. I don't give a shit. Even if it doesn't make sense, just give it to them.
Yeah, like, they need an EGOT.
Literally. Give them a Tony.
I would feel, as a cast member, though, I would feel like I wouldn't want to film again.
Yep.
I would feel like my network betrayed me. I would feel like my production company, my producers betrayed me. I would feel unsafe.
Yes.
It's a conflict of interest. It's as much as it makes for really good TV.
Right.
Like, it kind of is unfair to the other cast members.
Yes.
It's like really actually like fucked up.
I'm pretty sure. So they did invite her to the reunion, 3-part. But I don't believe that she'll be asked back. Like, I think it'll be a one and done season.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I would be shocked.
I don't think the other women would be willing to film with her.
Yeah, yeah. And it is like it's disloyal for Bravo to continue to work with her after finding this out. And yeah, she did say that she was asked to leave like right then and there. Like 2 o'clock in the morning, they were like, get out. So she had to leave. And she hasn't seen anybody since until the reunion. But they had to bring her for the reunion.
Did she go?
Yes, she did.
Oh, she went.
Oh, yeah. She brought a burn book and all this shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, she went to the reunion because she wanted to make that money.
Of course.
The reunion days are the most profitable days because, especially depending on, you're paid episodically.
Uh-huh.
So if you do a good enough job at the reunion to get a 3-part,
right,
you're paid 3 episodes.
Exactly.
So like when people, I remember when we would do reunions and I'm like, you guys aren't bringing it. We're only going to get 2 episodes. I'm like, I want a 3rd episode so that I can get paid for it.
How horrible is filming a reunion?
The worst day of the year.
Like, no matter what, if you've had a good season.
Even if you've had a good season.
Explain it to me.
Because it's like you have to rehash. It's just all day long rehashing things that you have already gotten over.
Okay, got it.
And so many people, like Tom Sandoval and Ariana, they used to do this. They used to come in fully fucking prepared. I don't think this was Ariana's fault. I think this was Tom Sandoval, like,
fair,
literally forcing.
I believe that.
Her to,
I believe
like,
that.
Do this shit. But like, he would come.
She had Stockholm syndrome.
Like, yes,
yeah, literally, yes.
Like, he would come in with like just like history books that like actually like had nothing to do with anything, but he really thought he was going to be doing something. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
He gives such cult leader vibes. It's beyond.
Yeah, like truly, truly. And so like you never knew what he was going to throw at you.
But he like believed it at his core, even though it was like literally like he was doing girl math the whole time.
Yeah.
But in his mind, like he was like Stephen Hawking.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Correct. Like, and you never knew what was going to come at you. So like, you just got to be, and also it's your one chance to defend yourself. And there's a lot of pressure on that.
Right.
You know what I mean? So like, you're like, should I prepare? Should I prepare what I'm going to say when someone asks me about like this, what I said, blah, blah, blah. And then like, that's stressful to me to like prepare. So I'm like, fuck it. I'm not going to prepare. I'm just going to like really hope that my feelings just like come through my words. Like, I don't know.
My strategy would be, I would just apologize for everything. Not because I'm like a bullshit. I'm pat myself in the back. I'm a really good apologizer and I genuinely feel bad. Like, even if I didn't mean to do something, I still feel bad that it hurt somebody.
Oh, it is the ultimate power move. And yep, it is the ultimate shut someone up to like way to like move on. Like, oh yeah. Like, to apologize is like literally, and own something is the only way.
So
to
why
succeed.
Doesn't literally anyone do it?
Because everyone on reality TV is emotionally stunted. And yes, has a personality disorder, including myself. Okay. Like,
not anymore.
I still will always have a slight personality disorder or be a little emotionally stunted.
I will say last night in the Uber ride home, by the way, my rating is now a 3.5. I'm just kidding. You were actually, again, a pleasant, drunky girl, but literally you out the window screaming, I am the queen of Beechwood Canyon. It was this most Stassi shit I've seen in a long time, and it felt really good.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm going to vomit. I can't exert that much energy right now.
I watched that video 15,000 times this morning. Literally, I was laughing so hard I woke her up.
Like, again, who the fuck do I think I am?
The queen of Beechwood Canyon.
The queen of Beechwood Canyon.
like, who else would be the queen of Beechwood Canyon?
Your cousin.
Stupid whore you.
Okay, we got to talk about it. Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Is that how I say your last name? Okay, we have to talk about it. You haven't talked about it, and we're going to explain why. And it's actually, it's speaking, like, you no longer have a personality disorder because you are showing growth as a human being.
Right.
However, so last week in the news, it came out that, headlines, we were on the flight out here, and we got served this headline. Gypsy Rose Blanchard is related to this, like, celebrity. And you click on it, and the celebrity is none other than yours truly, Stassi. Which is... of all the people in the world for her to be related to. So anyway, it was wild though because people were like reacting. I think it was E that like pushed the story out on Instagram. And then people, of course, were commenting. And so I saw some people be like, why is Stassi bragging about this? Stassi didn't say anything about this.
No.
The story came out because there was a genealogist who did your chart.
Yes.
Explain.
Okay. Like, let me just say... okay, that she could be related to
anyone,
almost anyone. The only reason that it's me right now
that people are talking about,
yes, is because this genealogist that found this out had gone through my family history before. So she was curious.
You never met this person before.
No.
Interesting. Okay, good to know.
And she tagged me in it, and so like that's like how I had found out that like she like went and dug into my history or whatever. Okay. And so because she had already done my family history.
Yes.
She noted as she was doing, she was curious about Gypsy Rose. And so as she was doing Gypsy Rose, she noticed that some of the same names were popping up. And so she then were like, oh wait, okay. And she put two and two together. And that's how she found out that we're related back from the 1600s, you guys.
Literally.
400 fucking years ago. We're all related.
Yes.
400 years ago. Okay.
So just to be clear, you did not push a story
out. I did not.
This is the first time you're even talking about it.
Yes. I literally was like that day, so many people DMing me being like, are you not going to say anything? Are you not going to say anything? I'm going to need you to say something now. I'm going to need a comment. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I literally am like, old Stassi?
Yes.
25-year-old Stassi?
Yes.
Would have eaten this shit up. I would have made it a personality trait. I would have never stopped talking about it.
Fully.
I would have done 17 podcasts on it. I would have gone on Instagram Live. I would have literally, like, it would have been my new brand. Now, I like, not to disappoint people, because I know everyone, like, wants me to be excited, but, like, I'm a mom. And, like, it was like a complicated mother-daughter story.
Very complicated.
And I like really, I genuinely don't know how I feel. I really don't know. And I feel like that's disappointing so many people because everyone's like, I know Stassi's just eating this up. She just loves this. I'm so, love this for her. Like so many people being
love
like,
this.
Love this for her. I'm like, but really?
But do we?
But like,
I know.
But you guys, like... what?
No, I think your feelings are so, I'm so proud of you. You've evolved. You are mature. Like, because I'm with you. Like, I'm seeing her everywhere and I'm eating it up, but I'm also like, but is this wrong that I'm eating this up?
Yeah, it feels strange. Like, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to think. Like, is she a villain or is she a victim? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. And it's so complicated that I just don't want to talk about it.
I wonder if she's a fan.
She hasn't followed me.
Okay.
I went and checked.
How rude not to follow your family.
No, I know.
Speaking of this whole scenario, so we were all on a group chat with Bo. Can you pull it up, please? Bo said the funniest fucking shit. I was dying.
About what?
On the plane. You must have missed it. So he, like, in reaction to this news story, we were, like, all group chatting back and forth in a group text. And then Bo, like, wrote out a timeline. Can you find it? You want to read it? You read it.
Oh, my God. 2022, Stassi Schroeder lends Meghan Markle, her daughter, for photo ops. 2023, Stassi Schroeder, ? 2024, Stassi Schroeder is cousins with Gypsy Rose. 2025, Stassi Schroeder lands lead role with Vince Vaughn in Hallmark rom-com.
I like where my future is headed.
Me too.
What was 2023?
I don't know. It's, I think, maybe there's no stories about you. But like, seriously, oh my God, I'll never. You lend your daughter to the royals.
Yeah.
It's just so crazy.
No, it's...
You can't make this shit up.
It's my favorite. I don't even want to call it a rumor.
No,
because I want people to think it's real. I want people to think I did it.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by eHarmony. Finding someone who gets you is hard, right? Well, guess what? You're not alone. That's because we're human and there's a lot of different people out there, which is why eHarmony's personality-based dating app helps you find someone you can be your whole self with, someone you can be fully comfortable with. So if I'm thinking about the people that I'm the most comfortable with, my mom, duh, I'm like half her. So obviously she gets me. And now, of course, my wife, I can totally be myself with. It's an amazing thing. It is so freeing. It is so comfortable. And everybody deserves to be loved for who they are. True connection and compatibility are all about being seen, heard, and understood. That's why more people are turning to eHarmony. When you match based on personality, you're already one step ahead when it comes to getting to know one another. So try eHarmony and get started today for free. eHarmony, get who gets you. And now back to the podcast.
Let's talk about my fake Chanel.
The way that I feel about Gypsy Rose is how I feel about your fake Chanel. I don't know how to feel. I'm fascinated and hate it at the same time. I'm intrigued.
Okay, I'm gonna pull it up. I'm gonna pull it up for anybody who's watching this episode. This is a fake Chanel. Okay, my Chanel. You know what? 2024 ins and outs. Out, real Chanel. It's too fucking expensive. Mm. In, fucking fake ones that you buy in New York City out of a cardboard box. So it is so good. It is so huge. $200, bitch. And I'm telling everybody, I wore it to this Weight Watchers event and people were dying over this bag. And like, I told myself immediately, like people be like, oh my God, that bag. And I was like, thanks, it's fake. Like I tell on myself immediately.
Yeah.
I'm honestly proud of it. Like, I'm like, I'm not a fucking sucker. Do you know how much this fucking bag would be if it was real? $10,000.
Okay. This is the thing.
Explain it.
Why not? How about we just say really expensive designer bags? Cool, out. That can be out because
fine.
They are so fucking expensive and it is getting outrageous. It's
outrageous.
Insane.
Outrageous.
Okay, like,
and they're doing it on purpose. They're pushing us out for the sake of their brand. Like, they only want the most elite to be able to afford it. So fuck them.
Okay. Okay. But why a fake? Why not embrace like smaller handbag designers? That, like,
I'm a label whore,
but it's not a real label. It's
like
a lie.
It is.
But
a
you're
lie.
Telling everyone it's a lie.
My life
so
is
you're a
lie.
Label whore, but you're saying it's a lie. So
no.
I hate fakes. And this is the thing. I wanted to like them. I really did because it is dumb to spend that much money on
dumb
on shit. Like, it really is. Like, but so after finding out about this like DH Gate thing,
yes.
I went and I ordered.
I can't believe you're telling people this
because I'm never going to wear them.
Right. Okay.
I went and ordered.
Give them to me.
Yeah, you can have them.
Okay, honestly. Amazing. Do you have to buy them off you? Like, I made you buy my shoes off of me.
Give me a 20. I do need cash.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like,
I have lots
know,
of cash.
Just like,
right
give
now.
Me some cash.
Okay.
So I went and bought these like a beautiful red Merlot colored Chanel ballet flats.
Yes.
I got them in. I cannot tell the difference between
literally.
My real Chanel the ballet flats that I already have.
Yep.
I hate them because I they're not real.
You know
they're
a lie.
Lie.
You know
they're a lie. And I've tried to wear them out and I can't do it. Like, I'll put them on in the house and before I leave the house, I'm like, sorry. Like, you're not it. Like,
so if somebody said, oh my God,
like
I love
fraud.
Your shoes, you wouldn't say they're fake, but no. You wouldn't be able to say thank you.
Exactly.
So you just
so
can't
I
wear
would
them.
Have just stared at that person. Like, yeah.
Here's the way I feel about it. I feel about it like, when people say, oh my God, I love your Chanel bag, I'm so excited to tell them like it's fake because I'm really like, fuck the man. Like, I really am. And so I like the way a Chanel bag looks for a number of reasons. I like the hardware. I need something silver in my life. Crossbody, you can wear it over one shoulder. It holds a lot of shit. Like, it's, and you beat it the fuck up. Like, I love it for like this style of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I truly don't love it because people think it's real. Like, I actually like when I get to tell people. It's like a badge of honor when I get to be like, fake. Fuck yeah. You know what I mean?
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. I just think that
it's like cool.
It's a missed opportunity to embrace all of these handbag designers that are trying to make it.
You're right. And that's like, a very good
there
point.
There are so many talented people out there with their own brands, their handbag brands that like they're all under $1,000. Yep. A lot of them under $500.
Cult Gaia is awesome.
Yeah, Cult Gaia is great. Like Polen or whatever. I never know how to say it. Polen or Polen.
Got me.
Oh, you don't
I'm
even know.
I'm over here buying fake Chanels. You think I know anything about that?
There's just like, there's a lot of handbag brands out there with really good handbags, nice leather, well-made. Why aren't we buying that? Why are we buying fake Chanels?
Because they're awesome. No. Do you know the rush I got when I found this? I literally was walking by a guy who had a cardboard fucking box stocky. And it was like in a fucking sad little plastic bag.
Like, ew.
And I was like, I want it.
No, like, I don't respect the bag. And I love it. I think it is so fucking cute.
I was on such a fucking high. This brought me more joy than if I had opened a real Chanel bag on Christmas. I swear to God. Just saying.
Okay.
She's fake and she's proud.
All right. Well, your next step is a fake Birkin.
I have one. It's red.
I want to see it.
It's good.
I want to feel it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's heavy as fuck. Ooh, please, please, please. If anybody listening owns a real Birkin, please, first of all, thank you for listening.
We want to know if they're heavy or not.
I want to know if they're heavy or not. Yeah, because my fake is so heavy. It's like, how could you could carry a toothpick in it and you would still break your fucking wrist.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how does anyone spend this amount of money? Did my side just burst?
No, why? If I'm looking, does it, why?
It's like all in my eye.
Like a liquid? That's disgusting.
I can just see it.
I don't like it.
Okay, let's.
I don't like it. I feel uncomfy.
I feel a bit weird too. Anyway, if you have a Birkin, let me know if they're heavy in the comments.
I just like don't understand. I've talked about this on my podcast. How every single person, everyone on
everyone
that I follow on social media has a Birkin bag, and I just like don't know when this happened. Like,
yes.
When did everyone all collectively save 10 grand and go
it's
out
insane.
And buy the same bag, and they're all walking around like sheep
with the same handbag
that costs so much money.
And there's also this, I believe that there's like you're simultaneously proud of it and also ashamed because you know that everyone knows how much money you spent on it.
Yeah.
Again, why I like the fake, because it's like, it's a little wink, wink. You know, it's like, oh, you think I spent this money, but I know my core. I don't have to feel guilty for like misspending money because I spent like, it costs less than a bag of fucking Zara.
Right.
Okay. So like,
I mean, I'm
responsible.
I never feel guilty about my Chanel bags.
I feel guilt.
I guess because like I didn't buy them recently. You know what I mean? I bought them back in the day.
I know what you're saying.
You know,
and actually, you can't feel good about that because you actually got a normal price.
Yeah, like it wasn't an obscene amount of. They weren't obscene.
I wish I bought so many fucking Chanels when I was married to husband.
Oh, I wish that like when I went to Paris that I just would like stocked up. Like, why did I not do that?
So regretful.
Yeah,
I know my real black one. She's on her last fucking leg.
That sucks. I'm sorry, because that's like my fave, my all time fave. Just a classic. Just a classic.
I will never be able to afford to replace it ever.
Yeah. Even on like resale websites. Like if you go to like the Real or like, you know.
Maybe I should start poking around.
Yeah.
Honestly, I got to find this guy that sold me this shit.
Do the fucking, listen, I know I'm doing SponCon for them, but like I feel like it's like the best, the best situation
honestly,
ever. Vivrel.
I support it. Yep.
Like to borrow bags and just like
it's
send
so
them
awesome.
Back. Like you can literally get a new Chanel bag every month. And like, it's like, why didn't I think of this?
It's genius.
Should I start my own membership handbag company?
Don't really feel like that's your energy. Like it's, you know, that's like a lot of
work.
Well,
I wouldn't do it. I would delegate.
Oh, then yes, absolutely.
I'll just put my name on it.
I'll be your first member.
And cash the checks.
I love it. Okay, what else? Oh my God. Okay, so Hartford's birthday, of course, real quickly. Let's just...
season 6 of Vanderpump Rules was my party planner.
Okay. I remember.
And I should have stuck with it.
You're really fucking good.
Because I'm really great. I'm really great at
it. No, you're really gifted and talented.
Thank you.
This 3-year-old birthday party was nicer than any party I've ever thrown for myself. It was better than my 40th, without a doubt. It was amazing. It was probably nicer than my wedding.
It was three times the amount of people as my wedding.
That's insane. It was 100 people.
It's not my fault. It's my kid's fault. She knows more people than I do.
I have to ask you, was it outrageously expensive?
This is, okay, I'm going to be really honest.
Please.
First of all, yes. Okay.
Yeah, I looked it.
Second of all, I did an ad. I did SponCon for this toy company for Tony's. It's a toy that Hartford loves.
Okay.
And the guilt that I had about having her in my SponCon.
Like, she was like the inspiration for the SponCon, essentially.
Like, she was like, there was like footage of her playing with the toy, which like is fine. Normally I would put that on my stories anyway.
Right.
But knowing that I was getting paid to do it made me feel so icky.
Right.
That I said every single cent that I make from this SponCon is going to pay for her birthday party.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah, wow, let's do it up. Let's make it like the most extravagant fucking birthday party ever.
That was a good deal in that case, because that party was lit.
Yeah.
I had so much fun at a three-year-old's birthday party.
I was like, one princess, fuck it. No, we're going to do four.
They were incredible, and it was freaking me out.
Yeah, no. It, honestly, like, that party was, and this is, it's like, we did it all ourselves.
You did.
Like, we literally did it all ourselves. Like, you don't need a party planner. Like, you can do it.
You did it with Lo and Bo.
Yes.
Literally.
Like, I went in my attic and got the decorations out, things that I've saved and, like, things that I've, like, bought and collected. Like, we full-on hustled and did it ourselves. But, yeah, it was still really expensive because the vendors are obviously expensive.
But it was amazing.
And I didn't want to do anything for free. I didn't want to do, like, an exchange post thing, like,
nope,
for any of the vendors. I was like, I don't want to do that this time. Like, I literally just want to know that I'm paying for something and I'm going to get what I'm paying for. Like, whenever you do, like, the exchange, like, oh, we'll do this for free if you tag us.
Right.
It's just, it always just like gets complicated, and then like they're like not happy with like how much, like you didn't post enough, or like, you know, the tag isn't big enough, or
it's
like
always more than you expect.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, like I don't feel like dealing with that. Like, I'm just going to use my SponCon money on it.
That's so crazy. It was amazing. I love your friends. I really do.
Thank you.
Like, I love your crew of friends. It's so like, it hit me when we were there. I was like, I'm actually here and having fun. You know?
Yeah. Well, like, didn't you say that you had anxiety at my Halloween party, though?
Yes, but that's because I was hot and in a troll outfit.
Okay.
And I looked so ugly.
Okay.
And I knew I looked ugly. Okay. So I was, like, meeting people, not as myself.
Okay.
It was very strange.
All right. I understand that.
But, like, even, like, from the Halloween party, like, I recognized so many people at this party. It was like, oh, my. It was, like, there, it was just very familiar, you know?
Yeah.
And I really don't like going to parties and small talking, like, at all.
Yeah.
So to, like, catch myself, like, actually really enjoying myself. That was really lovely.
No, that means so much to me.
You have good people around you. That's the point.
Thank you. That's what I say about Jackie Schimmel.
I know, and I co-sign that as well. Jackie has, we've talked a while ago about it. She was like, I literally have friends from forever. Like, I never not have friends from like, and I'm like, ugh, I'm like bad at that. I think I'm getting a lot better though.
I mean, not everyone needs to be friends with their friends from childhood. Like, if you don't have friends from childhood, that's okay.
It's but not like a reflection of you being a shit person.
No, it's not at all. But, like, she's just collected good people over her life, and she keeps her circle tight. And I think, like, that's just, like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
You went to her holiday party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanukkah party.
And it was?
It was just so much fun. And again, I don't like small talk either. I don't like going places where I don't know people. I don't like I know. And I had so much fun because I'm like, oh, everyone here is like good people.
I wish I was there.
And now FOMO. I feel like that's so nice that my daughter's birthday party is good people.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
This episode of Taste of Taylor is brought to you by Talkspace. To know me is to know that I am obsessed with therapy and my therapist. She literally is my favorite person on the face of the planet. She's tied with my mom and my wife. But yeah, I have lots of people with lots of questions, even friends that hear me and my wife talk about like couples therapy. They're like, ooh, I'm intrigued. I want to get involved. But then they like get scared. If you think seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't know if you have the time to find one, to meet with them, or maybe you're scared about being able to afford them, well, guess what? Try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting you the help that you want easy, accessible, and affordable. So here's the deal. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. So convenient because you get to have virtual sessions with your licensed therapist from the comfort of your own home. And Talkspace can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and so much more. They've got you covered. Also, Talkspace is secure and private, using the latest end-to-end bank-grade encryption technology to store client information and complying with the latest HIPAA regulations. And Talkspace is affordable and in-network with most major insurers. So what are you waiting for? No more excuses. And as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/Taylor. That's TalkSpace.com/Taylorto get $80 off your first month and show your support for me and the show. Again, that's Talkspace.com/Taylor. And now back to the podcast. Speaking of friends and loyalty, we have to talk about this Timothée Chalamet thing with Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner and all this kerfuffle that happened.
I think it's bullshit.
At the Golden Globes.
Okay. I think it's bullshit and I think it's not true, but I don't know enough. So tell me.
There was a meme that was going around after the Golden Globes where basically Selena Gomez went over to Taylor's table, their besties, and Taylor was there with Miles Tenner's wife, Kaylee something, Sperry.
Yeah.
Very pretty. And
really pretty.
Oh my God, stunning. And Selena was telling them a story, and they both simultaneously gasped. Like, Taylor's was more subtle, but Kaylee's was like, whoa! Like, she, like, pulled back.
Yeah.
And so then, of course, send in the lip-reading experts. So all these lip-reading. So people were speculating that Selena asked to take a picture with Timothée Chalamet.
Right.
And Kylie Jenner said no.
Right.
Or he said no because of Kylie or something like that. So then Page Six, like, I don't know, a couple days later, they hired a lip-reader who literally found... Wait, I wrote it down. So this is what the lip reader said. Selena literally said, okay, he didn't want a pic with me. He said no. And you can clearly see in the video, she says something about something, something, no. So yeah, he didn't want a pic with me. He said no. That is a lip reader said that.
How do we know it's Timothée Chalamet? What if it was any other person who was there that night?
Okay, so
show me the footage of Selena going up to Timothée and turning around.
Which there is not.
Exactly. So like she could have asked anyone for a photo.
But, and I will say, so TMZ just caught up with him in a parking lot. He like thought he got away. He was like, oh shit. And they were like, are you and Selena Gomez still friendly? Because they did like a TV show together, a movie together like a million years ago.
Okay.
And this is, so the headline was like, Timothée Chalamet breaks his silence on the drama with Selena Gomez. This is his quote. Yeah, of course. That's all I gave.
That's so...
I was so excited to tell you the story. And then I read it and I'm like, what a fucking nothing burger, TMZ.
Okay. So the drama with Hailey Bieber, Kylie Jenner, Kendall Jenner was versus Selena Gomez,
yes,
right?
It was the eyebrow, the laminated eyebrow thing.
Right.
But then she was seen with Hailey. Didn't they like have a meal together?
No, that was a misunderstanding.
Oh.
They were at the same place, but they did not
dine together.
Correct.
Oh, okay. Then this actually does continue to feed into this narrative for
okay,
me.
Okay, so for the sake of fun, let's just say it's true. I think Selena sounds like the one in the wrong.
Don't talk shit about my best friend.
I'm just saying, like, if she doesn't get along with Kylie Jenner.
Okay.
And she goes up.
To her boyfriend.
And said, can we take a photo together? Like, I'd be like, right. Who the fuck do you think you are? What are you doing?
Right.
What are you doing?
Yeah, like if my arch enemy wanted to like interact with Tay, I'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's my person.
I'd be like, we don't like each other and this is my person and he has my, like, we're, you know what I mean? It's giving Kristen Doty the night before I got engaged. At the Witches of WeHo wine party.
No, you didn't.
Yes,
Remind me. I did not think we were going to go here. And I love this. Go.
Me and Beau got in the biggest fight because the night before we got engaged at the Witches of WeHo wine party because, so Chris and I had been fighting. Like, we were, like, not good. We were, like, not friends that whole season or whatever.
Right.
And she was trying to be all buddy-buddy with Beau, and she was trying to be besties with Beau.
Sorry, Kristen, but that's such a Kristen thing to do.
Yeah, and yes. She was just, and I was like, no, like, no, this is my person. And then I was upset that Beau wasn't like, fully having my back. He was like, well, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know what
I would kill Taylor.
He didn't really do anything wrong. He just didn't. He didn't shut it down,
which is like an impossible request to make because it puts your partner in such a weird position. But I totally co-sign what you're saying.
And Kristen's like, we were friends before you. And I'm like, no, that doesn't. We don't. So I don't care if Selena and Timothy were friends before Kylie.
Right.
Like,
now
I don't mind,
and we don't get along.
Exactly. So, like, Team Kylie, if this happened.
But I, well, Team Selena always.
Sure, I love always. Selena. But I'm just saying, Selena, why, she didn't, that was stupid.
But I will say, like, this reminds me, Selena, I get you, girl. This reminds me of the time that I made out with a boy because, okay, I kissed a boy in college. Him and his girlfriend were very on again, off again, on again, off again, and they happened to be off. And when they were off, his girlfriend, like, entered into a love triangle with my friend and this guy that she was like kind of seeing. So like this girl was like fucking over my friend.
Uh-huh.
And so out of solidarity and loyalty in my friendship, I went and kissed this girl's like on again, off again boyfriend to make her mad, to punish her for coming into my friend zone.
That was complicated.
But I did it.
That was messy.
Are you following it?
I think I am.
I basically kissed a boy I didn't want to kiss just to piss off a girl, just to get back at a girl for my friend.
Okay, it doesn't.
And it worked. But she was mad.
It doesn't really sound like the same thing.
It's totally the same thing. It's completely the same thing.
Doesn't sound like what
Selena Gomez and I are the same person. Selena, hey girl, hey, I'm still here. Come on the pod. I see what you're saying, but you know what? I think you just need confirmation. Like, let's just please. So they like, I want to know who doesn't like each other, so I know which team to pick.
Right.
Like, why the secrecy?
I think that the Kardashians don't like Selena Gomez and Taylor Swift. I think that it's very clear.
Yes.
And after Taylor Swift's Time Stating. Magazine.
Amazing.
Yeah, like, incredible. Like, it's very clear she does not, she's still very hurt by the Kardashians, and that's not going to go away. That's not going to go away. So the fact that she's best friends with Selena Gomez, and Selena Gomez has this thing with Hailey Bieber and the Jenners, like, it's just, it's two teams. It's two teams.
Do we pick a side, or can we pick both sides? Because I kind of, like, I want to, if I had to pick, I'd pick Taylor. But whenever I watch the Kardashians, I just am reminded how much in love I am with them.
I can't pick a side. And this is the thing. A feminist wouldn't pick a side.
You're right. And we're feminists.
Yeah.
Don't we just scream feminism?
I just feel like to say that we have to pick a side, I think some people are like, you want to be loyal to the person that you're a fan of. No, like, that's just like not good to like put these women together and pit them together, even if they already are like, don't like each other.
Right.
Like, and forced to just like pick which one is better than the other. And like, no, like, situations are complicated, nuanced. No one is just fully wrong, and no one is just fully right.
Totally.
So, like, I pick both. I want to be part of both of their squads.
You know what? 2024, out picking teams, staying neutral.
First of all, hold on. I have something to say. Why does everyone feel compelled to post what they think is in and out? Like, I give a fuck. The amount of people posting, like, I'm literally like, was on social media just trying to scroll Instagram, seeing like what people are like wearing or like what they're doing, how their New Year's Eve was. I want to look at some sequin mini skirts, like, you know, like, what's the vibe? What are the cool kids out there wearing? And all I saw were people posting what they think is in for 2024 and what is out. And I'm like, who asked you? And what makes you the authority?
Welcome to literally the internet. Literally. It's just people giving unsolicited opinions.
I hated it. I hated it.
You know what? I'm so embarrassed because I'm like such on a trend. I didn't do it, but I was jealous I didn't do it.
Really?
I liked it.
No, good for you.
Okay, well.
No, and you know, everyone, on top of that, I know it's, you know, it's already been a week.
Yeah.
But like, I'm still not over it. I hate the end of the year wrap ups. Like, I don't care about how your year was, and I don't want to see the montage with a song. Like, I don't fucking care. I already saw it throughout the year. Like, I already saw the things that you've been posting.
This is so refreshing because, again, the way I felt, like, I feel bad about myself. And I feel anxious, I feel stressed, and I feel like lazy because I'm not compiling one of these like 2023 wrap-ups. And it makes me, I get jealous when I see people do them, and I don't have the bandwidth.
Do you ever watch them?
I
don't. I scroll right past.
I am the world's worst influencer. You know I can't fucking make a montage of a year. Talk about stressful.
Yeah, there are so many other things I need to be doing right now than making a montage of my year for those of you to see. Y'all don't care.
I love this energy. It makes me feel so free. It's so liberating.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, ha ha, how embarrassing to my wife. She made one loser.
You know what's even worse? Oh, you did? Sorry. You know what's worse? The people who post their fucking Spotify wrap-up shit.
I did that.
I don't care.
I did it because it was so funny. Because I don't listen to Spotify. So there's a singer named Karuk. And they sing the song called Emergency Contact. And it's so random and it's so obscure. I found them on Instagram.
Okay.
Did you ever hear the song? I'm sorry to everybody because I'm going to trigger everybody. If I were a fish and you caught me, you'd say, look at that fish.
Nope.
I was in a dark place and it really spoke to my soul. Okay. So anyway, so I started following Karuk. And then Karuk came out with this song. That song's annoying as fuck, okay? I've just ruined my whole day by singing it. And I've ruined everybody else's if you know the song. But they came out with a song called Emergency Contact, and it's a fucking vibe, and it's the only thing I listen to on Spotify. So it was like my number one,
and it was
everything.
Okay, that's funny.
Hilarious.
That's funny. You are acquitted.
And I listened to like it was only like 8 times. So like my wrap up was like, I don't use Spotify.
Where do you listen to music then?
I don't know.
No, like, where do you listen to music?
You know what? The truth is,
you don't listen to music?
Actually, and we'll save this for our podcast, Taylor Donahue, my wife. She is a music, like,
oh, she does
Stalin.
The music.
Stalin.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
a dictator of my eardrums, and she never lets me play any music.
Oh, okay. That's fine, though. Every relationship has one, but that's Bo. It's
so annoying. Oh, it is so Bo.
Wait.
And he loses his mind on tour when it's your music?
Yeah. But can I just say also another thing that really, this made me anxious. What I don't like is everyone posting their like most listened to podcasts and me feeling like I had to like repost everyone's to prove that like my podcast is popular or something.
Right.
And I literally texted Lo. I'm like, do I have to repost these things? Like, no one cares that, like, no one wants to see, like, oh, so-and-so, it's their number one podcast, or it's, like, it's on a chart. Like, no one wants to see that, but, like, Lo's like, you probably should.
No, she's right, but I know what you're saying, because I'm like, nobody wants, the only people that are going to get a thrill of me reposting is are people who I'm reposting, right? And everybody else is just like, because some people might be like, yeah, you were my number one, too, but, like, so either people feel left out, or they're like, I don't care. But I also felt like, I wasn't posting it, then people would think I was failing.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like that's why I was asking Lo. I was like, do I have to do this so that it, so that just for the optics,
also
for the way that it looks to people,
being number 5 on everyone's list. Everyone's list was like you, the toast, Jackie, like all of the players, like Giggly Squad, and it was just like man, coming in hot at number 5 every time. I'll fucking take it in that group, but Jesus Christmas, can I get a 1?
I don't really care about what number I am, actually. That, like, didn't bother me.
Really?
Yeah, no, that didn't bother me.
Oh.
Because I'm like, maybe they just didn't like some of the guests that I had. And so, like, they wouldn't listen to them.
And maybe it was my
episode. I just didn't think it was
maybe
me.
Maybe I dragged down your average.
I didn't think it was personal. It wasn't about me. If it was just about me, I'd be number 1.
Speaking of losing listeners, because I'm on Straight Up with Stassi once a month, Pop Culture Hour. Remember that bitch that left me a voicemail?
Yes.
We talked about this on Straight Up with Stassi, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So real quick, Oh, I actually did a whole solo podcast about it. So you guys know that woman that left a voicemail for me saying, so mad about Brittany Mahomes, saying she's never listening to, I'm never listening to Stassi's podcast again. She really laid into me. And so I didn't play the voicemail, but I did a dramatic reading of it in my solo podcast because I didn't want to play it because I was worried. I mean, listen, if you leave a voicemail for us at taylorstrucker.com, we actually, there's a disclaimer that we can use it on the air.
Yep.
So we
you can
probably could, but we decided not to, whatever. But we listened to it when we got here with Stassi and Bo. Tell them what you told me.
It's not real. It's AI.
I mean, it's real. Someone typed it.
Someone typed it. But this is not that woman's voice. It is robot vibes AF. Like, the fact that you guys like didn't catch that, it creeps me out.
I cannot believe.
You thought someone just spoke that way?
I thought she went play in a fury of anger.
Roll the tape.
I think she went in a rage. I think she went.
So calm.
And I think she was so calm. But I think she went and she wrote out a script. But you're right. Who the fuck would
and
do
she
that?
Articulated so well. Like she, what's that called? Yeah, she enunciated.
Yeah, but she did say And would a robot say
Play the tape.
Your take on Brittany Mahomes on Stassi's podcast was absolutely disgusting. I've never heard of you before, and I hope I never do again. Brittany Mahomes is a lovely person. She is very well liked, loved, and respected here in Kansas City. Taylor Swift chose to be her friend. That's why she's in the group. Ridiculous that you have an opinion about it. Taylor Swift is a girl's girl and likes other girls and good friendships. I'm sorry you don't know about that. I will not listen to Stassi's podcast again. And of course I won't listen to you because I don't know who you are. Gross.
I take it back.
Oh my God.
I take it back. It's real.
It's real.
It's real.
Oh my God.
Why was I so convinced?
You were so, you and Bo both shamed us.
It's now it's clear that she wrote it out.
Like the biggest loser on the face of the planet. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But this is the this is why I think it could still be AI. Is like
the inflection where she goes, and I won't be listening to you because I don't even know who you are.
And
that's
not
AI.
Yeah, I don't think AI would know Stassi.
Oh yeah, it would get messed up on Stassi.
Unless AI is that genius, which it is.
Which it is. Bo was saying that people were literally scamming people and like taking their children's voices.
Yeah, correct. No, I'm back on Team AI. I think I'm back on Team AI.
I don't know.
I think you could type in what you wanted the AI to say. And
what would you type in? You're disgusting. I don't know who you are. Gross. I love the ending. It's so amazing. Gross. The passion.
I
hope it's real because I like this narrative of her like going home and writing it and then like practicing it and then like keep calling back and like can you imagine
that's
like,
the thing that like she was so calm. So. I would imagine that if I were to be leaving a mean voicemail on a radio host's hotline number that like I'd be kind of like nervous. My voice would be a little shaky.
Right.
You know, like she was so fucking calm and
I mean, when you have it written out and you've rehearsed it 25 times and you have a bottle of wine in you, I mean, you can accomplish anything.
It was so clear. There was no wine.
You're right. There was no wine.
That was a sober person.
Ooh, that's scarier.
That's scarier.
Like, at least alcohol is a reason. I'm like, yeah, at least it's like, all right.
Yeah, totally. Like, you were fucked up. Fine. But no. Yeah. Well, I want her to come back.
Oh, her?
Yeah.
Girl, come on the podcast.
Leave another VM.
You got a great voice. You deliver things so well.
I want to know if it's you.
Yeah, me too.
Record yourself. Slide into Taylor's DMs. We'll have to go talk a little more shit on Brittany Mahomes to just like get her riled up.
Because she doesn't know who I am. Don't forget. So she's not going to hear this, but she might just be tempted enough to come back in 2024 to straight up a Stassi. So let's dangle the carrot yet again.
Yeah, we're going
to
have to keep up the Brittany Mahomes thing.
You know I'm happy to. So anyway, new year, new year, same me. New year, new you.
What was that?
The Gypsy Rose stuff.
Wait, it was so intense. It was like you just had some crazy epiphany, and it was so it was so like real and earnest and just like
positive.
But like it was so innocent. Like it was
my sty, don't make me laugh. It's gonna burst.
Oh. All right.
Anyway, I gotta go put a compress on my face.
Yeah, I'm gonna go vomit.
You guys, that is it for us, Stassi. I love you so much.
Love you too.
You guys, follow Stassi if you don't already, at Stassi Schroeder. Also, Stassi has a podcast, Straight Up with Stassi. Check it out. I'm on there once a month, so Pop Culture Hour as well. Mm-hmm. And of course, Patreon. Patreon.com/The Good, The Bad, The Baby. Or no. Is it just Stassi?
Stassi.
Stassi. And of course, you can listen to episodes of The Good, The Bad, The Baby.
Word.
Word to your mother.
And watch them.
And watch them too.
Yeah.
Guys, that's it for us. Have a great rest of your week. Until next week, bye, girl, bye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services.